The Reverend of the First Presbyterian Church, Susan Presley, want to say good morning to you.
Morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to have you in here. We've talked a couple of times here at the radio station. You're pretty much a pro coming in and doing interviews at this point. But I wanted to have you in on Meet the Community because this is more of an in-depth conversation, kind of a way to get to know you. So if you will, tell everybody about yourself and your family and maybe where you were raised at.
Well, I'm Susan, and I was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, and my dad was a Baptist pastor, so for 5 years we also lived in the northern part of the Lower Peninsula. When I graduated high school, I was very cold, so I wanted to move because it's Michigan. So I ended up in Texas for 25 years, where it's warmer. But then after 25 years of that, you know, 1 year, it had been 100 degrees for 100 days in a row. That was in Austin. And I said, you know, maybe it's time to go back to the Midwest. And by that time, my mother was at Truman. She worked at Truman for 30 years.
Tell us a little bit about growing up there.
It's cold and it's industrial, if that makes sense. But also there's beauty in it. My mother worked downtown there in the Fisher Building, which is this gorgeous piece of architecture down there. She worked for a law firm down there back then. And So Detroit's got its, you know, it really struggled after the auto industry took a little dive there in the early 80s. That's about the time we left. But I went back to visit a friend while I was driving a Toyota. You still don't want to do that when you go to Detroit. You need to drive an American car to go there.
Right.
But my friend almost disowned me. But it was a really neat place to grow up because the variety, there's a big ethnic variety. And ever since then, just because of that, I like to live where there's a mix of people. Yeah. Where it's not all one kind of people. But Detroit does have that. And they're sort of doing a renaissance thing. They're coming back and in a different way. Since
I've been seeing that a little bit.
Yeah. Since the audio industry is not the big thing anymore. But they were also they're also Motown.
Yes.
And I think you know a little bit about music.
Oh, I love
so
that.
We got the Motown. Sure. You grew up with it. It was just part of your DNA if you're from there. Eminem's from there, of course.
Yes.
He was 8 Mile and I was 9 Mile.
Okay.
So basically we're neighbors, different eras. But Bob Seger, you know, the whole thing.
So you have a pretty well a wide-ranging genre of music that you listen to?
Oh, sure. I think the younger generation now is more open-minded about music than we were, maybe. Maybe it's access, because on their phone they can get anything, right?
Yes.
And we only had what we had. And it was not cool to listen to your parents' music back then, but now it is. Now it's Johnny Cash or whatever came out last week. It's all good.
I wish you would talk to my youngest son because I'm having issues getting him on, you know, legendary rap artists.
Oh,
and
sure.
He's telling me about some of these new folks, and I'm like, well, they're okay, but you know who paved the way?
Who blazed that trail, that's right. Yes,
and,
yes, let's hear about them, yeah.
We'll have to work on him on that.
He'll get there.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you didn't initially go into the ministry
for
a career.
No.
Tell us a little
No,
bit
my
about,
dad did that. Why would I do that?
Why would you go in your
no.
parents?
No, also I grew up in a tradition that was more conservative and fundamentalist, and women didn't talk out loud, let alone preach. When I was in Texas, I owned a medical transcription business for a decade or two, and when that business started to sort of become extinct because of voice recognition software or outsourcing, I thought I need to find a new thing. So that's when I went back to Truman, and I was a journalism major there.
Yes.
And I wanted to do print journalism. So if there's a career that's about to go out the window, I'm going to sign up for it. But ministry, I think, is one that will stick around. So after I left, graduated from Truman, next thing I knew, I was enrolled in seminary. And I went to Truman when I was 42. So I graduated seminary at 50 with a master's.
Wow. Yeah.
So this is a third career. Journalism in between.
Okay. Yeah. What are some of the biggest differences between being a journalist and being a minister? Or are there any similarities?
Yes. I lean towards investigative journalism, and it still comes in handy to be able to dig into some backgrounds and find some background information. I also was on the speech and debate team at Truman because I was in my 40s, so I probably wasn't going to join the volleyball team, you know. So I asked my mother, I said, what extracurricular could I do here? And she said, their speech and debate teams win a bunch of things. Try that. So I did, and it completely changed. I mean, I know it sounds dramatic, but it changed the course of my life. I was afraid to speak out loud in this room. I would have been terrified.
Wow.
Before that happened, before I did that. And since then, I've done stand-up comedy. I've done all kinds of insane things in front of people. But that changed everything, and that is also why I'm so supportive of the academic team here.
Big news for the academic team this week as they've made it back to the Final Four.
Yes.
Do you have some of those students in your congregation?
I do. And, you know, I go to football games because I want to be supportive of the kids at church. And I go to the soccer games and I go to the track meets and this and that and a dance recital.
Yeah, these guys are on a great run. Great thing.
Aren't they 12th in the nation right now or something?
They are actually 13th in the nation.
13th, all right. Very exciting. Final Four in the state. And anyway, they're fun to watch and... I recommend people go. And what I hope is that enough people start showing up, they have to have these in bigger rooms.
Yeah, that would be a wonderful thing. Yeah. Tell you what, we're going to take our first break right here on Meet the Community on KXCO.